everyone. Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that you can submit your comments and questions you would like aired and discussed on the show via a recording of your voice by going to www.realreikirealife.com. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me online by going to that same website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey, you guys, I am so happy, honored, and excited to join you guys yet in another weekly episode of Loving and Inspiring Messages. And this topic for this episode is kind of a deep one. So as I was thinking about recording this and what I wanted to say, so many things came up and I wasn't quite sure how to present all of this. So before I get into that, I do want to ask a couple of questions first before we ease into our topic for this afternoon. So the first question I have for you is, do you as a light worker allow yourself to feel darker or shadow emotions in the many faces that this can present itself? Really think about that for a moment. So do you allow yourself to feel darker or shadow emotions? And the other question I have that is second to that one is, how do you allow yourself to feel these dark emotions? Or do you even allow yourself to feel them at all? So with that, there are many reasons why we avoid feeling our emotions. And this episode will focus mainly on the area of light workers avoiding feeling darker emotions and things like that. So as we go through this spiritual journey and embrace healing ourselves and others, we are kind of like onion layers. Many layers will present themselves at different times in our lives, and they will present themselves as they are ready to be released and healed. So the key in all of this happening is identifying what those are, not ignoring them, and processing them so they can be healed and released. And this is a continual process, and one we as light workers have agreed to do in order to be able to serve the light more effectively. So it's like we need to continually shed these layers that no longer serve us as we progress in our healing spiritual journey. So most of us in this work tend to gravitate towards people who are higher vibrational, who are more positive. We just want to surround ourselves with that. And there is nothing wrong with that. We like to keep our vibrations up. So we like to be around people who help us do that and who help us actually raise our own vibrations. And we also tend to avoid negative people or negative situations for the most part. And there's so many reasons why. And there's so many legitimate concerns and reasons as to why. So we already mentioned that this kind of helps keep our vibrations up, or if we're energy sensitive, or if we've worked hard on healing ourselves of any negative emotions, the last thing we want to do is really kind of be in situations that will kind of have their negativity or their lower vibrations and have them rub off on us, because we've worked very hard to be where we're at. And that is so understandable, so understandable. On that note, I wanted to talk about something that I have seen personally, not only in my life, but in the lives of others as I've gone through this journey and with other people that I've seen in the spiritual community. So one thing that I have noticed is that some people don't like to associate with anyone who they perceive as lower vibrational. So for instance, somebody that they would probably go on a date with, they just decide, no, that person's not high enough in vibration for me, so they don't give that person a chance and try to reach outside of who they are to date this person and see who they really are. This also means that some people avoid going out in public, and they kind of tend to be homebodies because it's hard to be out there sometimes and to feel the different emotions and vibrations that are coming our way, and to feel strong and strengthened in order to not take those emotions on. So I wanted to talk about this in more detail today, about if we somehow find ourselves doing this. And I believe we all do this to a certain extent, and sometimes we don't even realize we're doing it. So I wanted to address that because it has been coming up a lot for me lately, and I want to talk a little bit more about that. Before I get into that, though, I just want to put a thought your way, and that is, I want to ask, how can we be the light and shine it if all we do is hang out by ourselves, or if we hang out with those who we perceive as being light as well? It's kind of like when you walk into a well-lit room, if you turn on other lights, it doesn't really change the brightness of the room. It might change the brightness of the room a little bit, and it feels good and wonderful in that light, bright room. But what happens if we walk into a dark room? Really think about that for a moment. When we walk into a dark room, if we are the light, if we are shining that brightly, we have the power to light up that room, to light up that darkness. And this is exactly what I want to focus on in this episode today. And on that note, I want you guys to think about the Master Jesus and Mother Teresa, who are probably one of the most noted individuals who are awesome examples of walking into darkness and shining their light for all to see. And they were not afraid of going out into public and serving people. It didn't matter if these people were lower vibrational or if they felt like they were going to bring them down. Mother Teresa and the Master Jesus lovingly served everybody, and it didn't matter what background they were from. And as I was thinking about this for this episode, I kind of thought, I am sure they had extremely difficult days like we do, where they did not want to go out, and when they didn't want to associate with anybody and they just wanted to be alone. And maybe they even took days for themselves like that because they needed that time to replenish themselves. But in the end, they knew who they were and what they were here to do. So, do you guys know that we have everything we need inside of us to be just like Mother Teresa and the Master Jesus? We actually have it all inside of us. We come well equipped with all the information we need, with all the tools we need when we come into this life. It all stems from us coming from the divine. So if you think about it, if we come from the divine, then we have the divine in us. So if we have the divine in us, we are limitless, right? We can be just like these wonderful shining examples like Mother Teresa and Master Jesus and anybody else that you may find loving and inspiring in your life. In order for us to progress and evolve, we need to heal the less than or shadow side emotions that come up as they come up. And it's key in acknowledging these when they do come up. So, for example, I want you to imagine a time in your life when someone hurt you. Okay, let's go ahead and think about that for a moment. That could be very recent. I mean, you might be even going through this now, or it might be something in the far past. Whatever it is for you, go ahead and imagine that now. So what did you do when that person hurt you? Did you allow yourself to feel the pain? Or did you kind of brush it away? So we're going to keep that in mind for a moment, because we will come back to this later on in this episode. So I mentioned briefly, for me and other people that I've noticed in the spiritual community, we don't want lower vibrations to come into our lives by giving into dark thoughts, right? And many of us have had trauma-filled lives where we lived in darkness for many, many years, and we're concerned that if we allow ourselves to feel that shadow side, that darkness, that it's going to put us right back into those dark places that we visited and that we lived in for quite a while. And it may feel like we don't want to go there because we knew how hard it was to climb out again. So we avoid anything that might put us back into that dark place again. So in this episode, we're going to go ahead and explore why we do this and how we can more effectively process our darker emotions or shadow side without the concern of staying there or lowering our vibrations. I mentioned earlier in this podcast how this has come to light for me quite a few times recently. I'm going to be a little vulnerable and tell you a little bit of what happened in my life recently and how this kept coming up for me. So it has been a very, very tough week for me. What happened for me was I received a devastating medical diagnosis this past week. Major lifestyle changes are going to have to be made. And I'm not one to take medication. And this particular diagnosis is one in which I have to take medication because my life depends upon it. For me, who embraces the more holistic lifestyle, this was really, literally, a tough pill to swallow, or several tough pills to swallow in this instance. And it wasn't just having to accept that I'm going to have to take medication, but it was also knowing that there are major things that I'm going to have to change in my life. Before all this, though, I had a Reiki session a couple of weeks before where I was told that I'm not really allowing myself to feel the darker shadow side. And I didn't quite understand what that meant at the time. It just didn't make sense to me. And even before that, it came up in another reading I had that I need to kind of pay attention or embrace that shadow side more. So when I got this devastating medical diagnosis of mine, it all came to light. I had that aha moment that kind of clicked in my brain of, as soon as I got that diagnosis, the first thing I felt was fear, which is a normal feeling to have when somebody is facing something that's life-threatening. So I was feeling fear. I was feeling all kinds of stuff. And there was a part of me that was like, no, you can't allow yourself to go there. You know better than this. You have done so much healing on yourself. You have come so far. You can't allow yourself to go into a dark place. This is not who you are anymore. Because I used to live in darkness for years. There were so many things in my past, so much trauma that I'd been through, where I lived in darkness for so long, and I didn't want to retreat to there. And I've been kind of living my life, I realized, with this medical diagnosis, not fully processing some things that come my way because I don't want to retreat to that dark place again. And it wasn't until I had a moment, a clear moment, while I was meditating on this very thing, that it came to my mind of, Patricia, it is okay. You can feel whatever it is you need to feel because you need to practice what you preach. And, you know, for the most part, I do. But sometimes without realizing it, and I think most of us do this, not just me, but most of us do this, sometimes without realizing it, we tend to not process some of the darker stuff that happens in our life. We tend to not let ourselves feel that. So I gave myself permission to have a pity party. I screamed, I yelled, I cried, I did all kinds of things just to process what I needed to process. And the awesome thing about this was, in that meditation I mentioned to you, I was also kind of told that, you know what, Patricia, yes, you can go to a dark place for a little while, because if you go to that dark place, you have all these wonderful tools now that you didn't have back then. And then that was like a little ding, 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 a little thought or light bulb that came onto my head of like, yeah, that is so true. I have all these wonderful tools and techniques that I have picked up along the way over the past few years when I did dig myself out of that dark pit. So the concern of going there and staying there again is a valid one for sure. It's very true. We need to remember where we were and where we are now so that we can realize just how far we've come. And realizing just how far we've come and knowing we have what it takes, we have learned what it takes to help heal ourselves. So the awesome thing is, yes, we can allow ourselves to feel what we need to feel, because as we preach in energy work and any kind of spiritual modality, emotions that are buried never die, right? And in fact, there's a book out there. I need to read it, by the way. I haven't read it yet, called Emotions Buried Alive Never Die. And I hear that that comes highly recommended on this same concept of us light workers trying to help other people so that they don't do that in their lives, but we don't realize sometimes that we might be doing that in our own lives in certain ways. So that was a huge aha moment for me that I wanted to share with you. There was this quote that I came across while I was kind of researching what I wanted to say today on the internet, and it didn't really have an author or anybody that I can give credit to, so it's anonymous. And the quote is, "When you are willing to feel it, you can heal it." That was so, so big for me, you guys. When you are willing to feel it, you can heal it. So if we're not willing to feel it, we can't heal it, right? It's so neat how that works out for us. And one thing that we all know is that we are spiritual beings living a human existence. And we cannot deny that aspect of our lives here on this earth at this time, right? Even though we call ourselves light workers and have embraced the spiritual path of healing ourselves and others, as we know, stuffing our feelings and not allowing ourselves to feel what we perceive as lower vibrational emotions is basically stuffing them. And here's another motivational quote, just because I love motivational quotes. And again, this one is anonymous. There really wasn't an author that I can give credit to, but the title of the quote is, "What I Know Now That I Didn't Know Then." And the quote begins, "Perceived negative emotions such as anger and frustration are not to be feared. They are part of human nature and are here for us to experience. How I choose to react to them determines whether I have a healthy or unhealthy response." Okay, so let's go back now to that earlier example that we kind of went through, where someone does something that really irritates you, or it can bring up feelings of jealousy, hurt, or anger. And I asked you to kind of think of that time in your life and think about the emotions that were associated with it. So let's bring that up again and bring ourselves back to that place or that moment or that time. So while you're there thinking about this, really think about what it is inside of you that's being triggered. So are you feeling jealousy? Are you feeling anger? Is there something inside that needs to be healed within you because you're feeling these emotions? So let's go ahead and just take a deep breath. And let's focus our attention on our heart. And we're going to ask our heart if we're having a hard time identifying if there is something within us that needs to be healed. So let's go ahead and ask our heart and our mind, "Heart, why am I feeling this way? What is triggering me to feel this way?" And really just keep that in mind for a moment and think about that, process that. So since you've thought about that, I want you to think, by not feeling our emotions and acknowledging them for what they are, we are denying ourselves the ability to look inward, and we miss the opportunity to heal something that needs to be healed. So in actuality, we're becoming stuck and we don't progress if we're not willing to take a look inward to see what it is that we need to heal. If we're not willing to look at the onion layer that is ready to release from us. So I want you guys to think back to Greek mythology, where Poseidon is the god of the sea. And if you don't remember your Greek mythology, that's okay. I didn't quite remember it either. I had to kind of research some of this stuff, and everything kind of clicked in my head once I researched it. But go ahead and think of Poseidon. Poseidon was the god of the sea. And if you remember, if he tells the waves to calm down, then the waves calm down. And similarly, in the Bible, Jesus came onto the water and stopped the storm. And if you think about this, both of these are metaphysical descriptions and analogies that we can use as teachers for ourselves of the effects of the divine on the storms of the inner self. So if you think about these examples, the divine is the master, not the slave, of the inner sea. And that was really poignant for me when I thought about that, because the divine is the master, not the slave of the inner sea. And I thought, you know what? Because we have the divine inside of us, we are the master, not the slave of our inner sea. So as you think about this, I would like you to think about your task is now to connect your feelings to the divine, that you might be lifted above the inner sea and storms of your own subconscious mind. The storms that are raging for one reason only, your inner self will not be ignored, and we need to take these opportunities as they come to heal that within us that needs healing. I know I sound like a broken record, you guys, but I really, really, really don't want to drive this point home, that if we don't have a template for honoring our feelings, for processing them, bearing witness to them, surrendering them, and watching them miraculously transform, then they can appear in our lives as frightening energy ruling us instead of us ruling them. So it is time for our slavery to end and for our mastery to begin. And mastery does not emerge from personal force, but from spiritual surrender. And once you've felt a feeling and surrendered it, you are not simply left with it as if you are dangling from an emotional cliff about to fall into an abyss from which you can never escape. When you give a painful emotion to divine mind, you give it a power that can take it from you by changing the thoughts that produced it. And the wonderful thing about all of this is, as light workers, as healers, we have learned the tools necessary to deal with this, as mentioned earlier. And as mentioned earlier, we have the divine in us. So we have that divine mind, and we can give this to a power that can take it away from us by changing those thoughts that produced it. So one thing that I thought about as I was going to produce this podcast today was, how do I present this to you so that we can really think about what do we do when we allow ourselves to acknowledge or feel all that there is to feel? Because sometimes it can put us in a dark place, and it really can lower our vibrations. And I know that's sometimes the last thing that we want to do when we've worked so hard to put ourselves vibrationally at a level that we are happy with. So I had a talk with my girlfriends about this before I did this episode, because I kind of wanted to run some things by them. And we all agreed that we would rather temporarily lower our vibrations and heal what needs to be healed, dust ourselves off, and then move forward. And when we move forward, this time we will be a greater, stronger, lighter, and more enlightened version of ourselves. Allowing ourselves to feel, process, and heal lower vibrational emotions really does not lower your vibrations. It might a little bit, but as mentioned, we would rather temporarily lower our vibrations than continue on staying stuck in that stormy sea. And another awesome thing about all of this is that Reiki and or meditation can help. I always kind of seem to put out a meditation and companion to most of my episodes, and this is because the power of our minds is huge. We only have a half hour together or so every week, and sometimes we can deal with some very deep rooted subjects, and I don't feel like I can always address everything adequately in a half hour episode. So I always like to put out in most of my podcasts a companion meditation that focuses on you, your spiritual guidance, which is God, the universe, or whoever you believe that to be, because you have all the power, as we mentioned. You have the divine within you, as we mentioned. And when you combine all of this with Reiki, it is especially even more powerful. So again, I'm going to have another companion meditation to this episode for those of us who might need a little bit extra help in this area with processing any emotions that need to be healed. And this meditation will be geared mostly to Reiki level 2 and above. However, I don't want anyone out there to feel that if they are not attuned to Reiki, that they can't use the meditation. Just go ahead and use the adaptations that I'm going to mention in the meditation, and you can still achieve powerful results with this one. And in that meditation, we're going to use the power of the divine and the divine within us to heal a specific emotion from the past, from the source where it all began. And if you were still emotionally triggered from the experience that we went through earlier, if thinking about that kind of brought up some stuff, this might be something to think about that you can work on during this meditation. So you guys, I can't believe that our time is already up today. And I wish to thank you for tuning in, for giving me a half an hour of your time to try to help in any way that I can. And I am so honored, thankful, and blessed to be able to share things that I even struggle with in my life with you, and things that I have learned in my life that help, and the tools and techniques that I have picked up along the way in hopes that they will help someone out there. And until next time, this is Patricia Keene reminding you to journey in light and serve with love. To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikireallife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.